Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and picks off Aparicio. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bowen steals second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Lau reaches second base with a double. Bowen scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant spins and fires to second, with Hauser covering, and Aparicio is picked off. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards the mound. Pappas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Romano reaches second base with a double. Alves moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alves tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy John now pitching. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Pappas moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pappas moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to home to get Pappas. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Snyder moves to third. Powell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Romano reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Woody Held. Bob Chance pinch hits for Tommy John. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Dick Hall now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. AG moves to second. Tony Martinez pinch runs for Tito Francona. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Martinez now playing second base. Bob Chance now playing first base. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Don McMahon now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martinez catches it and throws to first to double up Brandt. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.